everybody. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM in the great state of Seattle in the Puget Sound. We've got a really interesting show. We got a sponsor here. They've been with us before, but this is the founder of the company and the owner of Terra Firma. We have Ryan Beckley with us. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing great, sir. Thank you for having me on today.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. We're going to talk all about, and you guys, we're going to give you some things to take a look. I got some homework for you to do after the radio show. All you guys that are listening out there, you're going to take a look at your house and see if you find some of these symptoms that you might want to take a look at and either give Terra Firma a call or go to their website, one of the two. But before we do that, I want to start first with new guests. We always have this. Is Ryan, could you tell us a little bit about your background and why you started Terra Firma?
Sure. Well, first of all, I am a native of Oregon, sixth generation in southern Oregon. My wow. family homesteaded in the Umpqua Valley and grew up in the agriculture and aggregate processing business, actually. We were cattle ranching family and rock crushing and road building.
Okay.
And when I was 24, I started my first business, which was a heavy civil construction firm. That was back in 2000.
Wow. Do you have a civil background?
Heavy civil construction, so okay. Road building and road construction.
Wow.
Got into rock crushing and quarry operations.
Yeah.
And as that business was continuing to grow and was seeing some success, I decided to buy myself a home.
Mm-hmm.
And my first home actually had a pretty substantial foundation issue. It was actually the reason that I bought the home. There was quite a bit of value there in my mind, because that foundation issue scared a lot of people off.
Yeah.
Didn't really know anything about how to fix it at that time, but kind of a handy do-it-yourself kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I just knew that there was definitely a way to fix it. Didn't know what it was.
What was the issue?
A lot of research.
Ryan, what was the issue with it on the foundation? What did you
see?
What was the issue with it? What did you see?
Sure. Well, it was a split-level home built on a hillside, as is, you know, pretty common in the Northwest with not a whole lot of flat ground around.
Yeah.
And basically the two-story portion of the home, the larger portion of the home on the downhill side, every year would sink down an inch and a half or so, 2 inches in the summertime,
mm-hmm.
and then lift back up to some degree, not always quite as far back in the winter when the clay soils would fill back up with moisture.
Right.
It'd been going on for a long time, had some really obvious signs, and frankly just scared away all the other buyers. So I started doing a bunch of research and figuring out ways to fix things and came across a supplier in the Midwest and developed what ended up being really a fantastic relationship that's gone on now for the last 13 years. And we both have grown tremendously. They are now the largest underpinning and peering manufacturing company in the United States.
Wow.
And we are actually their largest underpinning and peering dealer in the United States.
Interesting. Is that how you fixed that house? Did you put piers down to bedrock, or what was the solution on that one?
Yep. Yeah, we put a series of piers around that foundation and stabilized it, lifted it back up, and wasn't very long after really doing the research and looking at what the possibilities were that I realized that there was a great business opportunity. There wasn't really a whole lot of people serving that industry. The people that I talked to that were in that business, I just wasn't incredibly comfortable with. So ended up just deciding that looked like a great opportunity. And here we are 13 years later, and
yeah.
we have a couple of hundred employees in Oregon and Washington. And
wow.
We've serviced almost 15,000 customers.
That's awesome. That's very cool. Yeah, we're going to get into all of the things of, you know, kind of expand on what you said there, Ryan, with the, you know, a lot of people think, and, you know, a lot of builders say, hey, you know, I built houses with my dad growing up. So we're always looking at different lots, land, and, you know, it's always, you know, it was always like, let's build on hard pan clay, right? Because structurally, that's a good thing to do. But the thing about it is that even clay can expand and contract. So do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because there is a little bit of a misnomer people have with, you know, dry conditions, wet conditions, and what happens to different soils.
Unfortunately, you're cutting out a little bit on my side of things, but I think you were alluding to soil conditions.
Soil conditions. Yep. Talk about that a little bit.
Yep. Well, as I'm sure you're aware, and most people are, there's a massive variety of soil conditions. We basically have every form of geology known to man in the Northwest, and soil conditions are ultimately a humongous component for foundation issues and settlement issues, whether it's the naturally occurring soil conditions or poor construction methods or practices.
Yeah.
Basically soil and moisture are the two kind of most critical components. Clay soils typically will suck up a lot of moisture and expand in the wintertime, and then as they dry throughout the season, continue to contract. So this year, having had one of the driest winters on record, at least in Southern Oregon, it was the driest winter on record. Mm-hmm. We're really anticipating a significant amount of structural stabilization issues to present, and that they're already starting right now. We didn't have nearly as much moisture as we normally do, so we're starting off with a lot drier conditions. And we're really anticipating that as this summer goes on, those expansive soils are going to continue to contract, and that's where you really start to see homes start to move around a whole lot.
Yeah, yeah. Ryan, from a clay standpoint, where you're having either from moisture with expansion or with this, you know, dry conditions with contraction, what are you talking about as far as the amount of contraction or the amount of expansion in a clay soil?
Well, depending on, you know, soil composition can vary pretty radically, and clay, the amount of clay in a soil,
right,
certainly dictates how much. But you know, there could easily be a 30 or 40% change in soil density if you have the right soil composition between maximum moisture in the wintertime versus virtually completely dry in the summertime. And that type of expansion and contraction is obviously going to cause a lot of movement. And that movement, especially in the older homes before some of the newer construction methodologies and things like rebar and foundations that weren't required at, you know, prior to a certain time, that can really have a pretty dramatic impact.
Yeah. We come back, we're going to be talking about that. We're going to talk about, like, how many, your home is several tons, guys. We're going to talk about that. You got a big load on this soil. And then we're going to get into the process of what to look for in the house when you may have some of the symptoms, and then what to do about that, and the whole process that Ryan and his team come out and take care of. I'm going to give you their website and the phone number here in the next segment, so grab a piece of paper and a pen in the commercial break. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news, Seattle's talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Here in Seattle, in the Puget Sound area, where Terra Firma, the company from Southern Oregon, I guess they're all over Oregon, is now here in Washington State to help us out. For all you guys that we're going to talk about some of the symptoms. I know there's a lot of homes. We have clay. We have fill dirt. I'm going to talk to Ryan about that a little bit because there's a lot of builders that put fill and they don't compact it properly, and you're going to have settling problems and conditions in your home as well, unfortunately. Now, if you have your piece of paper and pencil, once we do the symptoms, if you're looking around, I want you to go outside or go into your basement, if you have a basement here in the Seattle area, but you can also go outside and you can look for some of these symptoms that may signal that you might have a foundation issue and you want to talk to Terra Firma. You can go to their website. It's go, geoterrafirma.com, or you can also give them a call at 866-486-7196. That's 866-486-7196, or go to gogeoterrafirma.com. All right, Ryan, I wanted to ask you a question because we got the soil conditions, and I did mention the fill dirt. Are you seeing that quite a bit, even in Oregon and here in the Puget Sound, where builders are building and they're putting in fill and they're not compacting it properly?
Yeah, you know, that is obviously very common. One of the biggest issues with building in the Northwest is that there just isn't enough flat ground, and all of the best real estate has been used up a long time ago. So development is being forced into a variety of different places. You know, it's getting forced up on hillsides. It's getting forced into lowlands that have water issues. There's a whole bunch of different conditions that are less than optimal. And those are things that definitely contribute to settlement issues. And we kind of see that localized condition. If you have a development that's on a hillside where there's a cut and a fill, we'll end up doing retrofit tiering on an entire neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. If one house got it, they all have it.
In lowlands, too.
Yep. No, it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, guys, here's the thing, too. The house that you live in is not light. You're talking, do you have an idea like how many tons the average house is? Do you have an idea on that?
That's, you know, we use a proprietary design system.
Okay.
And we have a load calculator that's built into it. And of course, you know, there's many different types of homes, whether you have a tall concrete foundation or a CMU foundation, or even CMU construction, multiple stories, roofing materials. There's a pretty wide variety, but you certainly are concentrating a lot of load onto the footings for that home. So, you know, there's a basic methodology that's used to design that, but it doesn't take everything into account.
You know, and that's the thing, that's a good point you bring up, Ryan, and it's something, guys, I want to just help you to understand, kind of painting, you know, a picture with words, is that, you know, what Ryan's talking about is you have several tons at house. Now, it's distributed through the foundation. However, that foundation, if you look at the, you know, you look at the square footage of that, it's what we call a point load, and that point load is putting a lot of stress on that particular area of the soil, and this is what's causing, when you have the soil conditions or the expansion and contraction with moisture and drought, this is what causes these issues, right? And by the way, I don't, you know, here's the thing, this is just me, this is not Ryan, but you know, I don't know a lot, but I do know a little bit about the Seattle history and the market here. We have a couple hills called Capitol Hill and Queen Anne Hill, and actually that's all fill that was dug out of the around by Elliott Bay when they had the big lumber yards and they had the clipper ships coming in there. So there's a lot of stuff that's been, you know, that's been moved around here in the Seattle area, and a lot of you guys are building up, you have homes in the hillside, and hence, you know, there's going to be issues with a lot of this stuff. So all right, now let's move into Ryan. I want to talk about some of the symptoms. So if I say to somebody, hey, you might want to go in your basement and look, or you might want to look around outside the property, what are some of the symptoms that would show that they might have a foundational issue that they've got to take care of?
Well, one of the most common things this type of year and moving forward into the fall is going to be windows and doors that previously worked just fine all of a sudden start to stick or not operate at all. That's probably one of the symptoms that is the most easy to identify, is when that sliding glass door under your patio that worked just fine all winter and has worked just fine as long as you've had it, all of a sudden doesn't want to open, or the window in your bedroom at the corner of the house no longer opens, or a door all of a sudden is sticking at the front door. Those are probably the most common symptoms that people are alerted to some type of movement or settlement.
Yeah.
And that's usually what we get phone calls for. But other things that may be a little less conspicuous would be you start to see cracks. I mean, a lot of houses have cracks, and a crack in drywall is not necessarily a symptom of any significant issue. It doesn't necessarily mean there's a real big problem. But a change in a crack or a worsening or an opening of a crack is certainly an indication that something is happening, something is moving, and it's typically some type of foundation settlement issue. If you have a house that has a basement, it doesn't take very long to do a quick walk around and just simply physically, you know, visually examine to see if there's any new or worsening cracking in that interior basement wall. If you have a chimney, which a lot of houses in the Northwest have chimneys, a really common sign is to see a chimney that will begin to pull away from the home.
Yeah.
And you look up to the top of the chimney at the roof, where the chimney protrudes past the roof line, that's where you're going to see that chimney start to pull back away. And if it's got flashing on it, you'll see the flashing start to deflect. Those are some of the more obvious signs. Obviously, things like floor creaks and noises. Again, those are not necessarily an absolute guarantee that you have a foundation issue, but those are certainly indicators.
Yeah, they certainly can. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Ryan about, well, you know, there is general settling in the house, so what's acceptable versus, well, we're kind of getting over that point of acceptability. I'm also going to talk to you guys about a quick, in your floors, you can do what I call the marble test. Some of you guys that have older homes, it will give you an indicator sometimes. We're going to get into the process of what they use, and then some of the things related to cost, related to different processes, because every home is unique on this. Every situation is custom, and they kind of just do, you know, one at a time. Even if there is a whole bunch of homes that have this in a particular hillside, or wherever you're at, you know, maybe how they approach it might be a different for your house than your neighbors. So with that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. And this is Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News. Seattle's Talk. We're having a good discussion here with Ryan Beckley, who is the founder and owner of Terra Firma, a good-sized company. They are now here in the Seattle market area, and they're here to help you with your foundational issues as far as stabilizing your house. The foundation is, as you guys know, the old adage is don't build your house on sand. This is something you have to carry the load. The foundation carries that to earth. And if you have a faulty foundation, you're going to have some big problems in your house. And this is something that Ryan and his company at Terra Firma can help you with and get that fixed. So if you want to find out more about them, you can go to their website. It's Go Terra Firma, so GoTerraFirma.com. If you are looking around outside, based on what Ryan told you, and you're seeing maybe some sticky windows or doors where they weren't, you know, that way before, some cracks in your concrete floors or foundational cracks in your basement, the one thing I will say, now this is kind of a worst case thing, but the marble test, if you put a marble on your floor and it starts rolling in one direction, you might have a foundation problem, and I've seen that in homes. So these are all things. Give them a call if you have that at 866-486-7196. That's 866-486-7196. So Ryan, I want to ask a question about kind of the whole idea of, okay, let's say they went out, and maybe they saw a couple things. Is there an acceptable amount of settling, or is it really a case by case? And probably the best thing is maybe you guys come out and take a look.
Yeah, there really is no one size fits all answer. A lot of it is, you know, homeowner's preference and comfort level. It's very common to have a home, especially a single family lighter structure, that will heave and settle in a small but consistent amount every single year.
Mm-hmm.
We see that all the time. And that's really, that
type of situation, a lot of times there's no real significant concern there. There's no actual structural damage being done. There are some homeowners who are just not comfortable with the fact that their home is moving at all, and they want to stabilize it, so they will have us permanently stabilize the structure so that it will not move at all. But, you know, the obvious significant settlement issues, yeah, you know, when those things start and they just continue to degrade and get worse, that's where a person really needs to act sooner rather than later, because those problems don't ever get better on their own. They only continue to get worse You know, frankly, get more expensive.
Yeah, I've seen, you know, it's funny, because I did have a good-sized construction company up here for several years, Ryan, and you see this, it's not just, you know, maybe it starts with a sticky window or door, but I've seen whole windows separate from the frame, and there's gaps. I mean, then you know, this is kind of a serious situation. Or you go into foundations, and now you're seeing a, you know, it could be a block foundation, but you're seeing a crack all the way through the entire foundation, right? So this is not like, well, that's typical settling, right? Now you're dealing with an issue. And like you said, it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. So if you...
Yeah, the problems do not solve themselves.
It doesn't like re-unsettle. It's only going to get worse and worse. So given that situation, if someone is... Let's start the process here now. If someone's a little bit unsure about this... So they give you a call. Let's say they're going to give you a call at the 866 number. What's the first step? What do you guys do?
Well, when somebody reaches out to us, whether it's through our website or calls us directly, we've got some really talented people in our appointment center that know the right questions to ask, and they have a brief conversation with a homeowner and kind of make sure that the context is right. We make sure that there's not an obvious other issue that isn't something that we would address. But if it is something that sounds like it's in our area of expertise, then we have one of our estimators who are very well trained. We have full-time trainers on staff and a lot of support internally. We have one of those estimators make an appointment and come visit the home. They do a very comprehensive inspection. We take measurements of the entire structure, and then we do a level survey to see exactly what the current conditions are. Now, sometimes it's really obvious that a home that was presumably built level is now 3, 4, or 5 inches out of level on one half or one corner. Mm-hmm. Those are pretty obvious circumstances. Sometimes we see a home that maybe has got an inch and a half to 2 inches of settlement in one area, and we just want to monitor it. So in that case, we will benchmark the level measurements and maybe potentially use things like crack monitors and set a point to come back and visit the home. We usually like to go through at least one wet or dry cycle. For example, if you're in the middle of the winter when we come out the first time, we would want to probably wait until the end of the summer to come back the second time to see what kind of differential movement there has been.
And do you actually have, Brian, do you have data monitors that are collecting data for movement? Is that what you guys are doing?
We use a very simple analog crack monitor, which is, it's really as simple as a clear plastic grid that affixes on each side of a crack with a target basically laid out over it. So you align it so that it's lined up when we set it initially, and we record, you know, we take a picture of that and put it in our project file, and then come back, and that gives you indication of vertical and lateral movement, as well as the level survey that we do of the entire structure off of a benchmark.
So you're actually getting, with that grid, you're getting a visual change on that when you take pictures.
Yep.
Is that okay? Got it. I understand. Now, one of the things I want to ask before we close this segment out, Ryan, is you had mentioned earlier in the discussion about when a person calls in, they're talking to a trained individual, and you said there are some obvious things where it's not foundation settling. What's an example or two of something that's obvious where it's not a foundational problem?
You mean obvious as far as severe settlement?
Well, you had mentioned about, or it might not be a foundational issue, or maybe I misunderstood you, or misheard you.
Well, you know, a lot of times, like I said, a lot of times there's things like floor noises and creaks and cracks that it's an indicator of something having changed, but it isn't always necessarily settlement. Sometimes you have a moisture or humidity issue. Most floor systems in the Northwest are built out of some type of wood.
Mm-hmm.
And wood will absorb and release water with the seasons as much as anything will.
Yeah.
So if you have a home that has a seasonal water source underneath of the crawl space, you can get a pretty significant degree of movement just simply based on humidity and water content in your wood floor system.
That's very true. And I've seen that in buckling in floors, and that's not a foundational issue. That's more like something you got to deal with the moisture in the crawl space. So,
and fortunately, we're a waterproofing company, too, so we actually address those issues. Yeah,
okay, good. Well, that would be for another show. I want to stick with this because we still have a lot of ground to cover on the process and how you get to a finished solution for that. And we're going to do that in the final segment here, talking to the expert Ryan Beckley of Terra Firma. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. All right, we're back here. Final segment. We're talking with Ryan Beckley. He's the founder of Terra Firma. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 973 FM. And you guys, you know what to look for now. And even if you're a little unsure, I don't think it hurts to go to their website. You can go to goterrafirma.com, or you can give them a call, 866-486-7196. That's 866-486-7196. Sounds like, you know, from what Ryan, you're saying, you got a really well-trained staff. They can help assess, make, you know, help them understand yes or no, whether you should come out and take a look to see what's going on. I did want to ask you a little bit before we get into the actual, like, okay, now we're going to solve this thing and the different ways you do the foundation stabilization. You talked about you go through a whole leveling measurement or approach. What is involved there?
Sure. Well, that's one of the first things. Once we've acquainted ourselves with the customer and really understood what their motivations were for calling us and why they would like, why they would like to have us to the home. The first thing we have to do is acquaint ourselves with the actual structure that they're concerned with. So, first thing we do is a simple interior and exterior measurement of the perimeter of the foundation. We use a combination of good old fashioned tape measures and laser measuring devices. We count things like posts and beams underneath the houses and make sure that we document where they're all at.
Okay.
Really get as good of an idea of how a structure is built, what building materials were used. We enter all this into our software that calculates the loads and the concentration of those loads. And then we use a barometric pressure level rather than a traditional construction laser level that probably a lot of people are familiar with.
Yeah.
The barometric pressure level allows us to use a single base point of reference and then go completely around the house. We have a 200-foot range that we can go from the base unit. And we find basically a zero point that we can benchmark off of outside the home that will be stable. And then we go around and we take a pretty comprehensive level survey of the entire structure.
Hey, can you help them understand and just explain, because you have the barometric pressure level and it's measuring the differential in pressure. Can you help them? Can you explain that to the listener and why you use that?
How that you want to know how that that level actually works?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you're looking for a differential in pressure. That's what I'm asking you. Yes.
Well, it's simply just a measuring device that uses barometric pressure in a tube that's connected to the base unit, rather than a line of sight, which a typical laser level requires line of sight. And obviously, inside of a home with a lot of different bedrooms and a lot of different spaces inside of it, you'd have to move that base unit around. Every time you move a line of sight measuring device, you have, you know, you're going to, in all likelihood, have some variation every time you try to reset and find that zero point. So this measuring system, we've just found over the last 13 years to be by far the most accurate way that we can put a really, really consistent, accurate picture of the level of the home in our files and to work off of.
Got it. And as far as the accuracy on the barometric pressure level, what are we talking about? What kind of accuracy?
They're accurate to the thousandth of an inch.
Okay, so very, very accurate. Okay, sounds good. Now, moving over to the next step in the process, so you're determining, okay, there is or isn't an issue. Let's say there is, and now we have to come up with some prescribed solution. How do you present that to the client, and what are the different types of foundation stabilization solutions do you have?
Sure. Well, first of all, we try to do the entire inspection with the customer as much as possible. We really like to have the customer involved from the entire process. Our visits to a home will typically last somewhere in the 2 to 3 hour range.
Okay.
And we really kind of need to have the homeowner there so that we can take them step by step. That way they can see what we're seeing as it's being developed. And then once we have determined what the condition of the home is, and just assuming that there would be an issue that needed or that the customer wanted to be addressed, there's many different factors that go into what system or methodology we might use to stabilize a home. We use everything from injected polyurethane underneath of slabs to consolidate soil and fill voids, to what's called a resistance pier, which uses the weight of the structure to push segments down until they get to load-bearing strata or bedrock, if you will, to helical piles, which are essentially like a screw that screws down and gets down to, again, load-bearing soil. A lot of the Northwest has alluvial soils, which are a lot of times you'll have gravels and cobbles and rocks suspended in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And the previous systems don't work as well in those kind of conditions. So we actually use a grouted pile, which is a conventional rock drill that will drill down through any suspended things in the strata and inject a cement grout in while it's being installed. There's a big variety of different ways that we fix these problems, and every single project is looked at individually, and we provide whatever solution is appropriate.
That's and again, this is an ongoing topic. We're going to come back again in another show, Ryan, to discuss those kinds of things and the solutions, and so they really get educated. But I really appreciate you taking us through this entire process, at least to get them started. Guys, go out and take a look in your home, either in the basement or around. If you think there might be something here, then I would definitely go to goterrafirmica.com or give them a call at 866-486-7196. Ryan, thanks for educating us on everything related to foundation stabilization and what to do to fix it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on today.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. We'll talk to you again in the fall. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters.
And I'm Lauren.
This is Seattle News, Cairo 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk.